It is our very own fearless leader, wearer of many hats, Reverend Britt Hall.
Thank you, Sister Dr. Delicious Grant. Good morning. Norwegian fresh air. I am back. What jet lag? What are you talking about? Some of you might remember that David Ott was scheduled to be here with us today. Did any of you ever notice that? Well, playing the role of David Ott today is me. And I know that some of you follow our good friend David on Facebook, or you're on his newsletter, his mailing list, and know that he's not here because he had a very intricate heart surgical procedure on Wednesday. He's been scheduled to have this the entire year of 2019. And it was postponed twice. The first time it was postponed, he was already under anesthesia. And they went in and found a blood clot and said, we can't do this. So then they rescheduled it again. And I'm not telling you anything that he hasn't told everybody. It's been all over Facebook all year. And he had it scheduled again, same thing. And so this is a different, very rare procedure that he had on Wednesday, and it went very well. So we continue to send David lots of healing love and energy, that prayer energy that we talked about together right here 2 weeks ago when we were honoring our prayer chaplains. Prayer chaplains, did you stand up already?
Yeah.
Okay, I won't ask you to stand up again, though I would love to see you. Can't see too much of you. I know that Kathy just did announcements, but if you would take a look at your bulletin, like the one that just fell on the floor here, if you'll take a look at that with me, I just want to look at the front of it, because every week we have an affirmation and we have a quote or a scripture that has everything to do with the theme of the morning. And today's affirmation is, I am enough right now, and right now, and right now, and right now, and right now. Say that with me, if you will. I am enough right now, and right now, and right now, and right now, and so on, and so on, and so on. And the quote today that goes with that, in case nobody told you today, you are beautiful, you are loved, you are needed, you're already getting a phone call, you are strong, you are enough. Listen to that one more time. In case nobody told you today, you are beautiful. You are loved. You are needed. You are strong. You are enough.
Just the sum of every high and every low.
And you see I am happy when I am found short. And when I don't belong, oh, you say I'm yours. And I believe, oh, I believe what you say of me. I believe. All that matters now is everything you think of me.
Get it out, honey. We're here to purge and cleanse. God doesn't think. God is mind itself, right? We think. Unity's co-founder, Charles Fillmore, many of you know about Charles and Myrtle Fillmore, even said God doesn't create our thoughts. It is God, law, principle within us that creates our ability to think. That's where our ability to think is created, within, God within. Remember, God is not a person. And I know that that concept right there still wreaks havoc in some of your lives. It's like, what have you done with my Lord? But back to the thinking part. So much of religion tells us that we're not enough. I'm not bashing religion, but I am saying that there are so many religious people, who would tell any one of us here right now that we're not enough. Because they are busy telling themselves that they're not enough, so they need for you to not be enough, right? So here we all are thinking, believing we're not enough. And then there are so many people close to us in our lives telling us we're not enough. It's just the gift that keeps on giving. You're not enough, you're not enough, you're not enough, you're not enough. How many of you have parents or grandparents who tell you or have told you that you're not enough? Okay, this is for both of you. They're still telling you you're not enough. Any siblings? Any relatives? Teachers? It's rhetorical now, don't keep raising your hand. This affects all of us, teachers saying we're not enough. Grade school, high school, college, trade school, right on into adulthood. So many of us, especially here in New York City, the center of everything, continue to take classes and seminars and workshops in life. We offer so many of them right here at Unity. Except that ours remind you that you are enough. Yes?
Yes?
So many of us were even told we're not enough because we didn't go to college or finish college. I've carried that one with me forever. I have enough collective credits to have a doctorate degree from Troy State University, University of Florida, South Florida Community College, the American Academy of Dramatic Arts, Unity Spiritual Institute, One Spirit Learning Alliance. Oh my God, I should just ascend.
Yeah.
But I never got the bachelor's degree, you know, the one that counts. I've got all these other degrees and certifications, so I carry that with me. And then many of us have those close relationships with friends, romantic partnerships, who have repeatedly, in their love, told us we're not enough. We are told that we don't talk the right way, drive the right way, don't clean the house the right way, don't walk down the street the right way, don't listen the right way, don't look the right way, don't sleep the right way, on and on and on and on. Yes? Anyone relate? And then there's advertising that tells us we're not enough. We're too fat, too thin, too tall, too short, too popular. We're always at risk of some horrible disease. If you turn on your TV, oh my God, and most of them cause oily discharge. And your skin isn't good enough. Your hair, our legs aren't firm enough. Our tushies, our butts are not high enough. And then there are body parts that are too small or too big. It's all the same. Where does it end? When I was thinking about that, I thought, do you any of you remember that song by Bette Midler, I'm Beautiful, Damn It?
Yeah, yeah.
This would be a perfect song. You remember it?
Yeah.
When we did, I wish I could remember it right now. But I know a friend who is friends with Bette Midler. She's Bette Midler, for God's sake. And she is always going through the I'm not enough syndrome, all the time. But she walks through it and goes out there and shows up and delivers herself. She knows how to be enough in the moment to get past those thoughts, those thought demons. The saddest part of all of this for me is that long ago, I started to believe them. That I wasn't enough because of all the things I just listed and so much more. And I can remember working on things really in the external. I finally, you know, I used to be an athlete many decades ago, and I finally had this fierce body, and I've got photos to prove it. And I thought, they'll want me now. And they did. And I didn't trust. I thought, oh God, now all they want me for is my fabulous body. It's a no, it's a, like a lose-lose, no-win situation. I had inner work to do. Way down, I thought, oh, I'm so spiritual. I went, oh my God, I'm also a hot mess. God. Isn't it what we tell ourselves when we criticize ourselves, condemn ourselves, tell ourselves that we're not good enough for God? Isn't that what we're really saying? We're not good enough for God. But then there's that beautiful song that Adrian just sang. If you listen to those lyrics, Google it. If you're not familiar with it, YouTube it. You say. It's beautiful. It's got such a powerful message. Well, what happened for me is eventually I came to unity. And you know what I found out? I am too enough. I am too enough, damn it. That's what this talk should really have been said. I am too enough, damn it. Say it with me. I am too enough, damn it. And I know that some of you said that internally. Again, not TV, I can see you. And that's okay. Because sometimes we're not in that place. This isn't about affirming this and then, oh my God, I'm enough. You know what? We're gonna keep having those thoughts. And it's not some flaw or some character defect. It's okay. It's about integrating it. Integrating the stuff. I have a very dear friend who is a minister that I highly respect. And she shared with me recently that there's a class of a group of 30 amazing ministers that she's working with right now. She occasionally does this for like a 10 or 12 week period. And she said at the very beginning, she asked, I want you to write down three things that are recurring thoughts for you, recurring thoughts or themes in your life. And she said, these are people who kick ass and are amazing people. And she said at least 90 of them from all different parts of the country, not knowing each other, said, I'm not enough. In some way, I'm not enough. So we're not alone. We're not alone in this. But when I came to Unity, I found out I'm good enough, I don't have to get good for God because I already am. I am God's beloved child. God is in me, through me, as me. Yes? Our second unity principle tells us this. I am good. Because the first unity principle says, God is good. God is all there is. And the second unity principle says, I am a child of God, created in God, in God's image and likeness. And therefore, I am good. I am good. And if I'm telling myself I'm not good enough, what I'm saying is God's not good enough, right? If I'm saying I'm not good enough, I'm saying God's not good enough. That's blasphemy. If we want to get all religious, you know, and go there, that's blasphemy. I'm not saying there isn't room for improvement in my thinking, in my behaviors. That stuff is constant. It's always there. I'm still on planet Earth like you are. But I'm talking about our authentic selves here. Our authentic selves. It's not a matter that I'm not good enough, that I haven't. Okay, in this realm, memorized the revealing word, or all of the Fillmore's writings, or finished the mountain, the abundant mountain, a wonderful spiritual books that I possess. They had the most inviting covers, and I read the most inviting paragraph in so many of them. But I haven't completed all of my abundant assignments for ordination. Don't tell it. Leo, where are you?
Right here.
Edit that out.
Okay. Okay.
In case anybody watches that. Okay. It's not that I'm not good enough because I haven't yet done all of my forgiveness work, or because I don't always meditate the way that I should. You know, all that perfection. And when I, what came to me, it was either yesterday, I think it was yesterday, was, what's the 16, I watched a bit of news Friday night, and I was on my way back from Connecticut on Friday, and I got the cheapest rental car you can buy. It was like a roller skate on wheels, and so the only thing I could listen to was NPR, which I love, so that worked out well. It was a win-win. Car, NPR, and I was listening to all of the news about the climate, the gatherings on climate change. And you heard about the 16-year-old girl from Sweden? What's her name? Does anyone know her name?
Greta Thunberg.
Say it again? Greta Thunberg. Greta Thunberg? Yeah. Oh my God. I was so drawn into her story. She's 16. And when she was 15, apparently, as the interviews and the story was going, here she was, this very shy, introverted, kind of outcast girl that didn't fit in. And she thought she was too small to make a difference. She thought she was too small to make a difference, but she was really passionate about climate change and what it was doing and what wasn't being done about it. So she started, apparently she's a, you know, smart cookie, and she started skipping school and going to do these sit-in strikes, right? Yeah. And she was alone. Nobody joined her. At first, people were laughing and mocking her, and then a few people joined her. And then a few other people joined her. And they're like, wow. And by Friday, and we're talking a year later, a year goes by like that. By Friday, millions of people around the world were following her lead, standing up for climate change. And there are many more things scheduled. I know that in the next week, all in different places around our country, around other countries. And I saw, when I got home, I said, I have to turn on the news. I don't watch a lot of news anymore, but I turned on the news. I just want to be informed. And I saw her in an interview here. There were a 250,000 people here in New York City alone that met with this 16-year-old to follow her, like the Pied Piper of climate change. And she said, I remember one thing that she said was, the frustration of what's not being done about it. She said, I don't want to talk about this. I don't want you all, the leaders, to talk about this and what you're going to do later. I want you to act on it now. Act like the house is on fire, because it is. Isn't that incredible? She did not think she was enough, but she was so passionate about this. She couldn't not do it. She couldn't not do it. My little timer was never turned on, so I could, you know, it'll be 1:30 before you know it. I'm kidding, don't leave. But that reminded me of another thing that happened to me on Thursday when I was getting the rental car. I timed it perfectly to get this rental car during rush hour. Yay. He needs a good rental car and a Valium. So I was in bumper-to-bumper traffic, and my little Waze GPS app was taking me back off the West Side Highway into the city, and I was up around Dinosaur Barbecue in Harlem, and it was guiding me to get back on the West Side Highway, and bumper-to-bumper-to-bumper traffic. It's one of those times when you sit at a red light, and it turns like 3, 4, 5 times before you finally get to go through it. And I'm really good. I'm blessed that I'm not a road rager. I was a little aggravated, but I'm not a road rager. I looked in the rearview mirror, and there was this woman. And she was having the time of her life. I kept looking, going, is anybody in the car with her? If they are, they're lying on the back floorboard. And she was having the time of her life. She's like, I'm like, oh my God, I'll have what she's having. I don't know if she sang like Aretha Franklin or couldn't carry a tune in a bucket, but oh my God, it was contagious. And I thought, whatever this woman's story is, right now she is not only enough, she is plenty. And it impacted me. I mean, it really brought out joy and happiness. I was so bummed out when traffic finally loosened up and she wasn't behind me anymore. Because she was just fabulous. And I thought, wow, what an example. What an example of being enough. Of shining who you are. You know, our fifth unity principle, what does it say? What's it about? Say it again.
Walk your talk.
Walk your talk. Pray. Move your feet. We don't just pray. We move our feet. You know, if Jesus went up to the mountain and never came back down, we might know a story today about some guy that just got all zenned out and stayed there. That would be the end of the story. But he didn't. He prayed and he moved his feet. And he followed his passion, and that upset a lot of people. And there are some people that think he never existed. That's irrelevant. It's what we were taught. It's what unity is founded in, the teachings of Jesus. Not in what happened hundreds of years later with Christianity. Jesus did not start Christianity. The teachings of Jesus. Now, much like the girl Greta Thunberg, I believe that every one of us, if we're really honest with ourselves, want to live an uncommon, compelling life that creates an impact that goes far beyond ourselves. Even if you don't know that, I believe that for you. And while it always starts with us, we can't do it alone. We can't do it in a vacuum. That's like I just said about Jesus. It requires other people, people who join us where we are, like they joined Greta, people who believe in where we're going to walk beside us in the journey. When people know they are believed in, they respond to those believers. When people know that they are believed in, they respond to the believers. And it all starts with your ability to believe in yourself. Even in those times you don't believe in yourself, you still have the ability to believe in yourself. That never goes away, ever. And it starts from within. It is an inside-out job. Yes, life is lived from the inside out. I believe in each one of you. I really do. I believe in every one of you who showed up here today. And I know that every one of you are enough. You know, it really takes guts and it takes courage to go there. We carry such a fear with us that if we show who we really are, it's going to validate that self-loathing, that low, smoldering self-loathing that so many of us have carried for so much of our lives. I know if you're here and you are, that you have made progress and progress and progress in the blossoming and unfoldment of your life. Yes, I know that. But so much of what we've carried in our lives, that not enoughness. Anybody relate to the not enoughness of life in some way? We don't want to validate that, so it's safer not to go there. And it's safer to keep some people at a distance, which is ironically pretty easy to do in New York City, where we live shoulder to shoulder with millions of people, millions of children of God. There's a staggering fact that I found, that 70% of leaders today struggle with the imposter syndrome. Do you know what the imposter syndrome is? It means that if people really knew me, knew my story, my self-doubt, how I really felt about myself, they would never ever follow my leadership. 70% of leaders. And I'm talking billionaire leaders. Billionaires who certainly have it all together. Many of us live in terror that it's all going to fall apart at any moment. And that someone's going to find that one card in our house of cards that's going to make the whole thing crumble. That none of this is real, because I don't feel like I'm real. It's the sense of self-belief. So I'm going to ask you a question, and I don't want you to answer. I'm just going to ask you the question. Do you believe in yourself? Do you really believe in yourself? Because knowing that you are enough, knowing you are enough, not just can, it will transform your life. It will. You have to remember it over and over and over and over, because it's not going to go away, but we can bring it in and integrate it and not make ourselves wrong for it. And I understand this beyond what you might believe. It's been the bane of my existence that has gotten me where I am today. It's so ironic, the imposter syndrome of which I am afflicted. Yet I have manifested for myself opportunities like this one right here to teach the very thing that I'm terrified of. I'm telling you, you are enough, because I know you are. And when I battle with the fact that I don't think that I'm enough, it's so insidious, isn't it? And every one of you know what I'm talking about. I know you do. Because you guys, we are all in this together, coexisting side by side. Some tears between us. We're still existing together. We are uniquely the same. We are one. It's like Greta Thunberg. That one little Swedish girl pebble in the pond has just impacted a shift in awareness and consciousness on our planet. Who knows how far that's going to go? But the train has left the station. There's no going back. Every day when doubt creeps in, when thoughts come up to the contrary, when conflict arises, say to yourself, I am enough. The single most important thing that you can change, that can change your life, is self-love. That will change your life more than anything else. Self-love. And what's connected with self-love? I am enough. To love yourself to believe in yourself. Warts, baggage, story, oily discharge, all of it, whatever it is, to believe in yourself is the most powerful thing that you can do. I love what Eckhart Tolle says. Eckhart says, be the silent watcher of your thoughts and behavior. You are beneath the thinker. You are the stillness beneath the mental noise. You are the love and the joy beneath the pain. I know that underneath it all, I'm enough. And I know that underneath it all, you are enough too. I know you are enough. I am enough. Say that with me. I am enough. Declare it. I am enough. Turn to somebody and tell them, I am enough. Turn to somebody else and say, I am enough. Shout out to the rooftops, I am enough. Keep on and keep on with it. Keep on. Let's meditate on it. Let's take it deeper. And today, Bray, give me a C. Okay, so this, on the way here this morning, I couldn't get, when there's a song playing in the jukebox, I'm like, okay, got it. I am enough, I am enough, I am so grateful for all that I am. I am enough, I am enough, I am so grateful, I am enough. Sing it out. I am enough, I am enough, I am so grateful. And when I do this, I feel I open my heart. I feel the unconditional love of God. And when I'm feeling the unconditional love of God, tension is released. Self-judgment is released. I am enough. Why would I wait one moment longer to free my mind of any thoughts or beliefs other than that? I am enough. Three simple words that are so profoundly truthful, valuable beyond measure. It is our true treasure to know I am enough. Any thoughts of lack or inadequacy are merely figments of my imagination. As we go into the silence, we awaken and acknowledge the inner truth that I have enough and I am enough. I have enough and I am enough. So it is.